Next up is Inside Finance. Inside Finance is a special feature of this program every week, where we discuss in depth the financial and economic challenges of our time and explore possible solutions. Here is your host this week, Stanford Simon.
It's a good day to Grenada, Conakry, Peter Martin, those of you listening across the Caribbean and the world at large. I am Stanford Simon. It's a great pleasure to be with you. Welcome to Inside Finance, and as we try to discuss matters pertaining to the development of Grenada, and we have with us today persons from GIDC. We have Ms. Keisha Mitchell, Vice President, Business Development, GIDC, and Country Advisor for Grenada on the grant program. We also have Ms. Karen Boson, Business Development Specialist, GIDC, Country Advisor for Grenada on the grant program. We're going to be talking today about grant, and for those of you who are thinking very much that you need to find some money, well, they're going to tell you how you're going to get it. Good day to you, ladies, and welcome to Inside Finance.
Good day.
Thank you.
Now, Ms. Keisha, how long have you been around with GIDC?
15 years,
yes.
And Ms. Karen?
I've been there for 2 years.
Okay, so you're learning from the veteran.
That's right, yes.
All right. This whole grant program that we're going to talk about, the Caribbean Export Development Agency, what is the Direct Assistance Grant Scheme?
So the Direct Assistance Grant Scheme is a reimbursable grant facility that's really provided to exporters to undertake various activities within their business so that they can actually grow, develop, expand. But it's all geared at promoting exports, increasing exports.
This is for the region, or
is
just
it Grenada? It is for the region, and because the Caribbean Export Development Agency is based in Barbados, but it is the region's institution responsible for export promotion as well as investment promotion. This grant facility is actually part of an initiative of the agency to promote regional private sector development throughout the region. And so we are promoting this grant scheme because we really want businesses in Grenada to take advantage of it.
So that's open to all businesses or specific businesses?
Right. So because Caribbean Export focuses on export promotion, it's open to exporters as well as businesses with the potential to export, businesses that can demonstrate that they have the potential to export.
Okay. What is the available funding? What available funding is available for such project?
Right. So the maximum amount of funding is actually €50,000 and the minimum €10,000. And Caribbean Export actually provides 70% of the total cost of your project. So whatever the cost of your project is, whether it's 200 and something thousand, 300 and something thousand, what is reimbursed is 70%, and that 50,000 is actually capped at the 70%. After the math has been done and the 70% has been applied, so let's say we apply 70% and the amount that amounts to is actually $60,000. Because the grant amount is capped at $50,000, only $50,000 would be awarded. So the maximum amount is $50,000. The minimum amount is $10,000, but that is euros. So 50,000 euros, 10,000 euros.
So that's really geared towards small and medium-sized businesses.
It's exporters. You know, whether it's micro, small, medium, large, but once you are exporting or you have the potential to export and there is some sort of upgrade that you want in your business. You want to perhaps design a better website so that you can have a broader market reach, then the grant can be used for that.
Who can apply?
Businesses that have been in existence for 2 years, at least 2 years, have 2 years financial statements, and that is very critical, and we really want to encourage business to ensure that they have that. The statements really do not have to be audited, but at least they have to show that they have 2 years financial statements, that they are operating, that they have a registered name. And registered meaning they have a registered business name. So whether you're a sole proprietor, you're operating as a partnership, or you are an incorporated company. So it's very important that persons actually, managers and owners of businesses, look at the eligibility criteria. But of critical importance is that for exporters or potential businesses who can export, they must show proof of 100% financing. So you are applying to Caribbean Export to undertake a particular activity. So we gave the example, let's say, of website design. You want to modernize your equipment, right? And that cost comes up to about 350,000 euros. Now, you must provide proof.
Bills.
Right. Well, not necessarily bills.
The documentation of how the money was. How you spend the money.
Even if it's, let's say, it's 350,000 EC, but you must provide proof that you actually have all of that monies up front, or you can access all of that monies up front. So you can provide, for example, a bank statement that shows that you have that 350,000 EC to implement what you want to do, or that you can get a letter from a financial institution indicating that they are willing to provide you with a loan should the grant be approved for you to upgrade your website or to upgrade your equipment.
Okay.
But remember, as I said, the only amount that is reimbursable is 70%.
Right. So in other words, you must have proof that you get a loan. The money is there and available to
you. Or that you have the cash.
Or that you have the cash. Meaning 70% of that will be reimbursed.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
Now, who is responsible for distributing the grant?
So Caribbean Export Development Agency is responsible for distributing the grant. However, the European Union is responsible for the monies that the exporters or the businesses are actually going to get. So Caribbean Export is actually facilitating it, but the actual monies is, or the grant is being funded through the European Union.
So the European Union is the one that is funding.
Yes.
So that goes to my next question. So which we're going to ask, who fund the grant? So the European Union is the one funding.
Yes, but Caribbean Export is facilitating the process.
That. Who own Caribbean, what was it? That the Caribbean Development Program?
Well, that's the Caribbean Export Development Agency.
Right. That you say is based in Barbados.
That's based in Barbados. So, for example, GIDC,
in relation to its investment promotion activities, Caribbean Export do lays and have direct contact with GIDC. They also promote the Caribbean Association of Investment Promotion Institutions.
Mm.
And so we have a direct contact. Mostly each of the countries, each of the islands in the region have a direct contact with Caribbean Export. The Ministry of Trade, for example, in Grenada has a representative on the board of Caribbean Export.
Okay. So what are the grants? What are the objectives of the grant? What are you trying to achieve?
So basically, we want to provide an avenue for businesses or exporters or any person or business that has the potential to export to open new markets, to get access to new markets, to regional as well as international markets. There are certain businesses, depending on the nature of your business, the effects of it may cause negative environmental impacts. So the grant also would facilitate the reduction of environmental impacts. It includes protection of intellectual property. And generally, businesses can apply for anything that deals with enhancing equipment, modernizing equipment, allowing you to get regulated in terms of meeting different standards to be able to trade regionally as well as internationally. It also facilitates research and undertaken research in order to, for example, you do market research in order to find out, you know, what products or services that, you know, you can supply to different markets. So anything that deals with also promotion or advertising, promotional materials. So the grant generally is, it's geared towards developing businesses.
Okay, so it is growing and developing businesses who want to expand their market share.
Through exports.
Yes,
okay.
Through exports.
What are some of the areas that can be funded?
Right, so I would have mentioned some of them. So equipment modernization, for example, allowing businesses to reach food safety standards, packaging, if you want to get a new package, a package design, the grant facilitates that. Training programs to increase the capacity of different institutions, market research and testing, research and development, if you want to promote your business through promotional materials, brochures, flyers, and billboards, and so on. If you want to develop a website, and also energy efficiency and renewable energy. And we know most times now that is what is being pushed, solar energy. So the grant actually focuses. So these are most of the areas, but it's not only those areas, but these are just general areas that the grant would fund.
Well, you talked to us about the money, the grant, what's available, the objective. Now, tell me who can apply. Who are the people who are eligible?
Right. So who are eligible? You have to show that you have the potential to export or you have to be already exporting. So it's actually for existing businesses. Unfortunately, this one is not available for startups. And then you have to be in operation for at least 2 years, mainly because you have to show that you have to show show Caribbean Export 2 years financial statements.
Right.
And you also just have to be legally registered to be operating in Grenada. So that's actually three key
things
areas.
That
need to create.
I want to repeat it because for persons who join us, I hope that they understand.
Yes.
Now, how can persons apply?
Right. So you can go online. The website is www.carib-export.com. So the application can be filled in online. However, it has to be printed and either hand-delivered, sent by courier, or by registered mail to Caribbean Export's office in Barbados. So it's completed online, but it has to be sent hard copy, and two copies has to be sent hard copy to Barbados.
These days, you don't do hard copy, or soft copy, everything being emailed. Okay, but they have to send two hard copies. So they send it directly, or they come into GIDC and deliver it, or they have to send it directly to Barbados.
Right. So they can, there's options. They can send it directly to Barbados. If they can fill out the applications themselves, they have no problems, then they can print it and send it directly. However, GIDC offers a service. We write grant proposals for customers. We've always been doing that in the past.
Okay, so a person who have a grant proposal to write, they can come to you.
Yes.
So they don't have to go searching one day, how will they write the project?
Exactly. And we would have had customers in the past because this is not the first time that we're dealing with this grant, this said grant. A lot of persons would have expressed difficulty in completing the applications and getting all the documents to Caribbean Export as required. So anybody having difficulty can actually come to us and we can assist them.
So you'll facilitate?
Yes.
Okay. That's very good. At least you're pretty much on the ball. That's good. Because I think one of the big challenges when persons get this opportunity, they do not know what to do. And even if they know what to do, they make big mistakes.
Yes.
And by the time the paper arrived to where it's supposed to, there's so much errors in it, the time has passed.
Yes.
And they have lost everything.
Exactly.
So you will help them to make sure that everything is in line.
Yes, okay. Exactly.
That's very good. Mm-hmm. Now, how and when should the application be submitted?
So the application should be submitted by June 4th, 4:30 p.m. to...
June 4th. So we're talking less than 2 months.
Yes.
Yeah, about.
Mm.
Yes. So the time frame, unfortunately, we can't do anything to lengthen the time, but that's a time frame. And so it's supposed to be submitted to Caribbean Export Office in Barbados by June 4th, 4:30 p.m. And we want to inform potential applicants that since it has to be hand-delivered or sent by courier, it's important to have it have the documents leave the island before June 4th or probably a week in advance to ensure it gets there on time. Because after the deadline date and the time has passed, Caribbean Export would not consider late applications.
Late application.
Yes.
How much time do GIDC need his office to help somebody prepare a proposal?
GIDC would work within the time frame that has been allotted to actually grant application in terms of the website that was opened on April 23rd. So that was on Monday. So we will work within that time frame. Between that time up to June 4th, we will work with businesses to actually get their documents submitted on time. We have that responsibility.
Oh, that's really good.
Yeah. Because the thing about it is, if someone comes to GIDC for assistance to complete the application form, we will complete the application form in a reasonable time that allows them to then submit on time. So we would not complete the form on June 4th and still ask them to submit on June 4th. Knowing that it would not meet the deadline.
So the grant would fund 75% or 70%?
70% is what would be reimbursed.
Reimbursed. Which would be funded by the grant.
Right. Which means, well, reimbursed means that you actually have to spend the monies up front and then you're reimbursed 70% of the total cost that you would have spent, but capped at 50,000 euros.
At 50,000 euros.
Right.
Right. And you should not go ahead and spend the money unless you know the grant is approved.
I am happy that you raised that because we really want to encourage persons to seek the guidance on this particular grant, call into GIDC, get advice on how the process works. So after the application has been completed and submitted and approved, activity can only be undertaken after the grant contract has been signed with Caribbean Export. Persons who gone ahead and undertake a particular activity without having signed the contract or the grant agreement will not be reimbursed. So for example, if a business decide, well, you know what, I was in the process of having my website developed in any event. So what I will do now, I will just apply to get it reimbursed. So I actually undertook the activity in April, and I'm now applying to be reimbursed in May. It doesn't work that way. The application is submitted by June 4th. Thereafter, so whether it wants submit in May, it's fine. But the deadline is just June 4th at 4:30 p.m. Once Caribbean Export receive application from the different islands in the region, because it's not just Grenada,
right,
it's regional, they would then apply their own process of evaluating the grants that they would have received. Now, once an application has been approved, then they will engage with the particular SME or the particular business, the particular exporter that would have applied, and then enter into a contractual arrangement with you. Once the contract has been signed, then activity can start the day after. And one has actually 6 months to undertake the activity. Not 7 months, not 8 months. 6 months from signing the contract to undertake the activity. So the contract was actually signed on January 1st. Let's just assume, right. Or let's say, okay, let's make it practical. So the contract was actually signed
in August.
So let's assume August 1st, right? Hoping that August 1st is a working day. So the contract signed August 1st. You have 6 months after that date to actually implement your project. So you start implementing the day after.
So the end of that's the end of January.
Exactly. Not after. Once that has been completed, then one has to make a claim for reimbursement. But what we want to mention also, the grant is a little bit different this time around than how persons would have known it, especially exporters that would have taken advantage of the grant before. So whereas before, one could have only made a claim once, now there are interim claims that can be made. So let's assume, as you know, we gave the example that you're looking to design your website, you want to upgrade your equipment. Once you have completed the design of the website, then a claim can be made for reimbursement.
For design.
Right? Mm. For that particular activity, because that particular activity has been completed. And then the final claim made. Now, the claims, once the claims are made, and there are certain documents that have to be provided, persons have to ensure that they have their invoices, that it's properly dated and all of that, all the documents must be submitted to GIDC before being submitted to Caribbean Export.
So you become the clearinghouse
for
them.
So we become the clearinghouse for them. And the reason for that is to ensure that the correct documents for reimbursement are submitted, that the dates that are on the document are actually within the period in which the grant is being implemented. So we do the checks and balances, ensure that all the I's and all the T's, I's are dotted, T's are crossed. We sign off on it, and then we submit to Caribbean Export for reimbursement. So there's two steps in this whole grant process, the application and then the reimbursement after the activity would have been completed.
Right, and you said any business that do export are eligible to
or has
apply,
the potential, yes.
Or has the potential to. But you must be in business for 2 years.
You must be in business for 2 years. You must be registered. You must have 2 years financial statements. That is critical. And you must provide proof, as Karen said, that you have the funding up front to undertake the activity or to undertake the intervention.
So if you have a grandfather who gave you the money, the bank gave you the money,
it doesn't matter.
Email, the credit union email.
Exactly.
But you must have
Once
the money
up front.
Sure, you must show proof that you have the money.
And not just proof that you could undertake 70%, you know, but 100% of the total cost.
But only 70% will be reimbursed.
Yeah.
Not bad, I would think, we get it right. Ladies, thank you so much.
Thank you very much for having us.
You explained this very nice and very easy, I would say, and appreciative of you being here. And Ms. Keisha Mitchell, Vice President, Business Development, GIDC, and Country Advisor for Grenada, on the grant program that we were talking about, and Ms. Karen Boson, she Business Development Specialist, GIDC, and Country Advisor for Grenada on the grant program. These two young ladies have done well in helping us to understand. And if they have a question, is there a phone number or email address?
Yes, so we are encouraging persons who are interested in applying for this grant to walk into GIDC, call us on the phone, 444-1035.
Say it a bit slower.
So you can walk into GIDC, you can call us on 444-1035-1036. You can also email us, kmitchell@grenadaidc.com or kboson@grenadaidc.com. Persons can also visit the website of Caribbean Export, www.carib-export.com. We are encouraging exporters, potential exporters, call us, let us help you through the process. We are here to guide you. But as Ms. Boson said earlier, GIDC provides grant proposal development as a service, so we can actually assist you to prepare the application. But we have a fundamental role to play as country advisors to sign off on your reimbursement claims.
Thank you very much, Ms. Keisha Mitchell and Karen Boson. Has been a joy from GIDC, a joy talking with you. And folks, there is money available if you have the strength, you have the ideas, and you do an export. Well, call GIDC and get involved, because they are ready to help you make things happen within this beautiful trial and state. I'm Stanford Simon, thanking you for the opportunity. This has been a program of Inside Finance. You can go to the government website. This program will be uploaded there, and also you can go to our website, sgbcgrenada.com. That's it, and I wish you well. Thank you again. You have a great and exciting week. And we join you here next week at the same time, where we talk to somebody from within the Ministry of Finance. Have a great day. Bye-bye.
You have been listening to another edition of Inside Finance, a program that explores the financial and economic challenges of our time. Join us next week for another edition.